Özlem Yayınevi Presents, Audiobook, Fun at Home. Written by Yahya Türkeli. Translation, Artificial Intelligence. Editing, Yahya Türkeli. When schools went on summer break, the family went on vacation. The house was left to the tools and appliances. They all let out a deep sigh of relief. It was finally their turn to rest. After a few days, they started getting bored of the silence. If the television didn't speak for one more day, it was going to burst from boredom. It couldn't wait any longer, and invited the vacuum cleaner, the refrigerator, the washing machine, and the iron to the living room. They were all waiting for an invitation like this anyway. When they all gathered together, the television said, "I was getting so tired from working all day. And oh, that naughty mischievous kid of the house? Whenever he grabbed the remote switching from one channel to another, he drove me crazy." The vacuum cleaner interrupted the television. "You should count your blessings. You sit like a king in the best spot of the house. My situation is much worse. Cleaning up the house's dirt every single day tears me apart inside and out." Before the vacuum cleaner could finish, the refrigerator started talking. "You guys have it great. At least you get to rest every now and then. What about me? I'll see if protecting the food inside me wasn't enough. They also make me freeze ice. I'm freezing from the cold. What?" Without waiting for her turn, the iron began shouting, "You work and get tired. But on top of working, I also burn and scorch in the heat." The television couldn't hold back any longer, and spoke up again. "I'm going to rest so well until the vacation. ENDS, you have numara idea." The vacuum cleaner, "Me too." The refrigerator and the iron chimed in. "The vacation is ours. Long live the vacation. Long live the vacation." The Island of Animals book on the bookshelf said, "I've been listening to you all for a while now. Before one of you finishes talking, the other starts. It's impossible to understand what you're saying. There are others in this house besides you. I'm waiting for someone to pick me up from this dusty shelf and read me. I'm fed up with being ignored." When everyone suddenly fell silent, the clock on the wall said, "If you allow me, I would like to say something too. We should be respectful to one another. One person shouldn't speak before another finishes. Who was saying what was lost in the noise? Blah blah, buzz buzz, clack clack, chug chug, hiss hiss, whisper whisper, hum hum, puff puff, clatter clatter," flooded the living room with noise. The racket in the living room echoed through the whole house. Hearing the noise, the pots, plates, spoons, forks, and ladles rushed to the living room. When they saw everyone in the living room talking all at once, they looked at each other and started laughing. Seeing the kitchenware laughing at them, the television suddenly went quiet. When it stopped, the others went silent too. Meanwhile, the portrait of the old grandfather, hanging on the wall, came over onto the living room table and said in a deep, booming voice, "I've been watching everything that's been happening." When he said, "Listen to each other when you speak," all the appliances quietly retreated to their places. They stayed silent for a while. Wanting to break the boredom, the television said, "Come on friends, let's sing a song." "Why not? The iron. Let's start right away." The vacuum cleaner, "Come on, let's begin." The refrigerator, "The television knows a lot of songs. Let it start and we'll join in. The story ENDS here. What do you think happened after this? You tell me."